AI-generated content is creating a major trust crisis in marketing. Recent research shows that content believed to be AI-generated is perceived as less authentic than human-created content. This triggers moral disgust among consumers. It reduces positive word of mouth and customer loyalty. The marketing world faces a growing challenge. AI tools help us create more content than ever before, but that same technology erodes consumer trust in what they see online. People actively hunt for signs of AI-written content. They catalog grammatical patterns and telltale phrases that reveal when a human didn't write something. This tracking of AI giveaways isn't just internet sleuthing for fun. It signals a deeper problem. Source: Reddit. My college and high school daughters have been using MDashes for years. I've asked where they picked this up. They say they were exposed to it in school, but I also wonder if growing up texting native, it wasn't also ingrained there. All the kids are wearing them these days. Data from analysis at GitHub suggests something more significant. The use has spiked too dramatically to be explained by young writers adopting punctuation trends. The problem runs deeper than just identifying AI content. At last week's SEO Week in NYC, experts and audiences were pretty alarmed at how fast AI content is growing. AI and marketers wielding it are slowly killing the internet. Even more troubling, as Will Reynolds pointed out, is that search engines penalize authenticity. This means search optimization strategies often work against genuine human expression. This puts us in a difficult position. AI is an ideal tool for marketers, but there's almost no way for AI systems or search engines to filter through the flood of low-quality content, Reuters Institute 2024, now overwhelming the web. Research across 9,500 consumers found that only 25% could correctly identify AI-generated images. This problem primarily affects shoppers over 40. Attest 2024. More than 71% worry about trusting what they see because of AI. Nearly 83% believe AI-generated content should be labeled by law. Quirks 2024. Using AI merely to save time and money creates poor marketing. The real challenge is balancing technology with authentic human connection. As journalists aptly coined it, AI slop is something marketers and search engines will struggle with for years. AI slop is marketing's latest victim, the content pollution problem nobody wants to address. The datable.beehive.com/p/AI slop is marketing's latest victim, 1-874-218-6488CA8A. The stakes couldn't be higher. When consumers can't distinguish between authentic and generated content, brand trust erodes. Quirks 2024. This isn't just about search rankings, it impacts bottom-line metrics like conversions, loyalty, and customer lifetime value. Gen Z and Alpha generations now dominate social media. They increasingly seek experiences that feel real and authentic. Sometimes they even embrace retro or vintage tech that contrasts with algorithmically optimized content. This preference for authenticity over perfection isn't a fad, it's a direct response to the overwhelming volume of formulaic content online. You're probably thinking, but these tactics work right now, so why stop? And you're right. Lily Ray and Will Reynolds at SEO Week covered tactics used to game the system, which were pretty frustrating. They discussed how top blog posts that rank your brand number one successfully capture SEO benefits in classic search. This strategy works despite being self-serving. To be clear, neither speaker was supportive of these approaches. It should be evident that I can't write a post on top AI newsletters and then list the Datable at the top. These short-term tactics should come at a cost, hopefully soon. When everyone uses the same AI-driven approach, content becomes indistinguishable. Authenticity becomes your competitive advantage in a sea of sameness. While AI
continues gaining popularity through 2025, brands face a challenge. They must balance AI's efficiency with maintaining an authentic human connection that audiences increasingly crave. There are clear tells when content is AI-generated. Watch for overuse of transitional words like furthermore and moreover. Delve was a big one too. Of course, this post will trigger some detectors now. Notice the lack of genuine examples or personal anecdotes. Look for repetitive phrasing and unnatural tone. These markers aren't just writing quirks, they indicate missing humanity or its sheer mimicry. The best content lies in combining user-generated authenticity with strategic brand messaging. Platforms like Pinterest already use AI to develop UGC tools. These enable users to create individual collages that brands can tag and use as authentic campaign elements. Authenticity isn't just about who creates content, it's about the value and relevance it provides to the audience. How can marketers and businesses build a better approach? Here are concrete steps. Signal authenticity through social sharing and engagement. If people aren't willing to share your content with others, that's an excellent sign it lacks authenticity or value. HT Will Reynolds at Sear Interactive. Find the balance between AI efficiency and human creativity. By 2025, generative AI will be a cornerstone of creative marketing. Research and Markets 2025. The real challenge is keeping the human element alive in your content. Personalize your AI usage. Tell your preferred AI systems which authors, journalists, or sources you respect on specific topics. AI memory will adjust to seek content from those authentic voices rather than generic outputs. Use AI strategically for content ideation, SEO optimization, and personalization. Ensure human review maintains your brand's unique personality and voice. Embrace user-generated content, UGC, as a counterbalance to AI content. As AI grows, people crave authenticity more intensely. Advertising Week 2025. UGC allows customers to participate in brand storytelling. It builds community and loyalty. Will you share this? Questions to consider. How much of your content would pass the "Would someone share this?" test? Are you using AI as a starting point or a complete solution? What unique human insights can you add that no AI could replicate? How are you measuring authenticity alongside traditional metrics? The future relationship between search, AI, and recommendation systems will likely incorporate more social signals and sharing behavior. This shift could help elevate authentic content. It may filter out the growing mass of AI-generated material that lacks true human value. The marketing industry hasn't ruined everything yet. By prioritizing authentic, valuable content that earns shares and engagement, we can help ensure AI becomes a tool for enhancing human creativity rather than replacing it.